What's going on, Ken Fole? Welcome back. Key to the City podcast. It's your favorite cousin, man, Keone G, and we're back with another episode. Appreciate everybody, man, that's been out there supporting your boy. You know, I appreciate it. Like and share and comment, whatever you've been doing, spread the word, keep it up. We sure enough appreciate it on this side. Shout out to my dog, Rashad Street, for the apparel, the God apparel. He ain't saying he God. He's saying you walking with God. There we go. And of course, y'all get that Key to the City apparel. It's ready for you. Y'all go to keytocityapparel.com. And yeah, just like with the past episode, season 3 is no different. We're going to continue to give you quality content and quality guests. And the guest we got tonight, man, is a guy from the hometown who's been doing this thing for quite a minute now. And we've been following and keeping up with him. And he was always destined for greatness. So it's no surprise to me, he is a master of the Nutriverse. He's all about that nutrition. And if you've seen his pages and looked at him, you can tell he like a real life Black Panther type cat. You understand me? He bench like 400 in vibranium. He real tough with it. And they say he allegedly killed like 3 men with his bare hands. So damn. Finished second in the Mr. Health and Fitness competition that was hosted by Music, Muscle and Fitness. So we're gonna find out more about him, see how his journey has been thus far, what got him started. And hey, just another Ken folk in the city with us. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the city, my cousin, my Ken folk, my partner them, Emmanuel Gibson. What's going on, big dog?
What's up, man? How you going, brother? Long time no see in person, or you know, virtually is just as good, right?
That's facts. That's facts. It's good to see you, man. Glad to see you blessed. And how your day going so far?
Everything been good, man. I can't complain. You know, corporate America been up my keister, but you know, shoot, we keep rolling, right? We keep on pushing, keep on pushing towards our greatness and our journey, right? Yeah. How about you, bro? Everything good? Everything good in your end, brother?
Oh yeah, man. I'm here. I can't complain. Corona ain't took me out. Nobody that looked like me ain't took me out. And my lady ain't stabbed me, so. Everything is lovely on this end, bro.
Good to hear, bro. Good to hear.
I try not to complain.
Well, no point. No point.
Exactly. Now, you are a certified nutrition coach.
Yep.
Tell my kinfolk what that is. How is that different from a dietitian? Or is
way,
it?
Yeah, way different, right? So you think about nutritionists and dietitians, they're more in the medical field to help you with a existing disease like high blood pressure, diabetes. You have autoimmune disease like lupus or Crohn's disease. They give you a plan, a food plan that makes that helps that disease kind of be alleviated. It doesn't go away because the autoimmune or it causes the issue, but they try to give you a plan that truly helps you function throughout the day without taking a whole bunch of medication or being in pain. Nutrition coach, my job is to kind of combat those diseases, right? Before you get to that point, of getting diabetes or high blood pressure, or if you're just overweight, right? Or you want to be more athletic, you can find a guy like me who is not as expensive and not going to give you a plan that say you got to eat this. My certified nutrition coaches, our plans are more customized towards your lifestyle. It's to help you get more fit or bulk or whatever you want to do in life, and it's really geared towards your goals opposed to the nutrition is saying you got to eat this because you don't, you're gonna die, right? We don't want you to die, but you know, here it is, though.
Already, man, how did you get started on this journey? Because I always thought you was gonna end up like a Javon Curse type cat. I like, oh, this boy tough on that field, yeah. But if I remember, you hurt your knee, right?
Which one? Both my knees, remember? Yeah. I think we were playing football together. Yeah. The second time, they were my ACL. The first time I got hurt, it was my sophomore year. on my other knee. So yeah, my knees are pretty much just, bro, they garbage. They trash.
Hated to lose you, bro.
But yeah, I know, man. I love telling you boys, man. But y'all came. I remember that year. Y'all came on to join us. I think y'all were undefeated. Y'all night grade year. If I'm mistaken, right?
Lorenzo, that team.
Y'all was tough. Y'all came out like, oh god, we finna win the game. Bobby Kendrick, you, Renzo. I'm like, man, we got some hard hitters in here. Then I think Lonzo, right? We're part of y'all too.
Moody.
Moody. I like these guys brought some heat. And of course that that 11th grade year we thought we were gonna do something. You know, we played a full year, but you know, we didn't do well. I think we went 5-5 that year. And I was like, man, this is a tough one. But the way I got involved with this, man, I always been into working out. I always been involved in, you know, somewhat eating right. I always kind of watch what I eat just for a standpoint of, hey, you know, being black, to be real, we get passed down diseases from our, you know, or bad DNA from our ancestors. And so all along through my journey, even when I started when I was 18 years old, after football, after high school, even going to college, I always kind of worked out. You know, I kind of watched what I ate, but, you know, come on, that'd be real. You're young, you eat what you can. You go to McDonald's, go to Wendy's, you know, doing a little drinking, you know, you're trying to live your life and look good at the same time. Right. The older I got, though, I realized, you know, when I started looking at my metrics, my blood levels, my blood work, I realized I wasn't as healthy as I once was as I got older. I'm 39 now, so when I got about 30, about 28, that's when I realized my living. I was like, hey, man, I drink a lot, you know, I'm partying a lot. At some point, I'm about to switch over to something more healthy, just to kind of balance my liver enzymes. And so from there, I started getting to nutrition and then 3 years later, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do a damn show. I'm going to do a bodybuilding show. Bump it, right? I was out one night, bro. It's funny. I was out one night, man. I was up my boy in February 15th, 2014. I remember the damn day.
I know the date.
We was out drinking drunk, bro. And I was sitting there staring at them, man. And I was like, this can't be me, you know, at 40 years old, getting drunk, killing myself slowly. I got home, bro, 3 in the morning, literally 3 in the morning. I printed out the actual bodybuilding application, paid for it, put in the mail. Next day, on the 16th, stopped cold turkey, stopped drinking. 4 months, not one cheap meal, not one alcoholic beverage. Went to the show and won overall. So, matter of fact, you see my trophy and my picture. And man, from then on, bro, it was lights out. I started reading more, man. I was like, you know what? I'm good at this. I started doing for free with people. I was like, hey, I'm going to get people playing for free. Because once again, my people, I'm like, man, y'all, you know, you need help. And so from there, man, I got better and better and better. And then when I got certified, I was like, you know what? It's lights out, bro. It's time for a business. Mm-hmm. And so this year, I started my business up, man. And it's been really booming. I really got a waiting list. So that's to you.
You mobile with it?
Yeah, I'm totally virtual. Like my clients are nationwide. Nutrition plans are much easier to do virtually instead of personal trainer. That's why I swayed away from the in-person piece. Come like I can't be everywhere all the time and work as an engineer in corporate America. Right. So how can I do this and get away with not being in the United States, period? I ain't got to be here no more, right? If I say, hey, to my business full time, I can get the hell out of this country if I want to. No, I don't want to right now, but if I want to, I can, you know, I can jet. Or I can be somewhere remotely and doing it. So,
man, that's love right there.
That's the game, bro. The game plan got to be, you know, be flexible in whatever you do.
Right. Facts. Now, I've always been intrigued. Do bodybuilders incorporate cardio? And like, y'all must really got to have this shit down to a T, like to a science. I know they say the body is made in the kitchen, but damn. They tell you don't do cardio when you're bulking, but I don't know how it works. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So to be real with you, bro, the way the game going out, bro, these jugglers are getting so big, man, and they're so massive, they barely do any cardio, bro. That's why you see a lot of you guys out here dropping dead like flies. Honestly, I don't see like 4 or 5 bodybuilders die in the last half year, right? And that's from poor cardio. That's from doing too many damn drugs. That's from just not going to the doctor. No, once again, I'm not going to tell anybody not to do drugs that's your career. let me be real clear with that. If you're a bodybuilder, that's your money. I get it. But if you out here with a job like me and you out here working, slanging, you know, hustling, what's the point of doing steroids just to go, you know, just to say I do bodybuilding, right? Once again, them guys, different ball game, man. But yeah, if you, the old days, the Arnold Schwarzenegger, the, Ronnie Cole, another word, they did cardio. These new guys, bro, they don't do nothing but eat and do a little bit. There's enough cardio to dry out. for sure. Other than that, nah, bro, they out of shape. Can't run a half mile.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh yeah. So I I do cardio 3 times a week, bro. Fasted cardio. I work out every damn day. I can't even lie. I will if I take rest days, bro, but I don't do it. I get bored and I'll be like, no, I'm going to the garage and I do a quick cardio session. But I do cardio 2 hours a week. I do 2 fasted cardio sessions of 30 minutes. And then I do 1 hour on Saturday of fasted cardio just to make sure I'm heart healthy. Man, once again, it's not about looking good all the time. Looking good is a byproduct, but I want to feel good. I want to have good blood level. So I definitely do cardio faithfully. Even when bulking, homie. I'm bulking right now. I'm 235. I'm like, shit.
Let me do the cardio. I saw that. You trying to get to 250, right?
Yeah.
How do you decide when it's time for a bulk season versus a cut season? Does it matter? How do you work that out?
You work it out in the way where the shows are coming up, right? You plan your shows way in advance. Mm. So, for instance, my show next year won't be till April or June. So right now I go bulking until 3 months out from my next show, right? And 3 months out, you need to really start focusing on getting that body fat, you know, in order. Because as you bulk, you're going to gain weight, right? You're going to be a little bit more chunky than you usually are. You're going to be a lot more muscular, but you're going to also have the overlay of fat. Mm-hmm. So 3 months out, you need to start focusing on, okay, I need to start swinging back over to the leaning out mode. Because it do take about 12 weeks to get rid of some of that fat or most of that fat. But I decide, like when I'm deciding for next year, I'm probably going to do a show in April or June. My birthday is in May. I'm doing a 40th, bro. I'm going to do a birthday bash. I'm going to invite you, matter of fact, to be ready for that. It's going to be something real big. It'll be something big. So I don't want to do a show. I don't want to do a show around that time, but I want to do it before that, which might be April. So come May, you know, I can do what the hell I want to do. I can drink all the Henny I want to, right?
Yeah. And I want to see you do it.
Yeah. But yeah, but you know though, man. Like I've known you for I think 25 years, man, roughly or so. Mm-hmm. And I think you always been with those guys that always keep yourself together. So I think you understand the importance of working out and being healthy. Because first of all, it affects you mentally, physically, and emotional, right? Mm-hmm. Your hormone balance, bro. You can really be in a funk to do a workout. You're like, know what? Bump it. I'm good in the world. Everything is peaceful. Everything is back to normal, right? Mm-hmm. And I try to preach that to my clients. You know, the physical piece mixed with the mental piece, the spiritual piece, it's the financial piece because you save money when you're not out eating and kicking it like you want to, right? So there's a lot of people that people be like, oh, I didn't think about all that. Like, mm-hmm. it's more than just looking good. You know, it goes further than that. So,
right. I'm glad you brought up me personally. Now, I'm definitely not as dedicated as you, but I do work out daily, maybe like 4 or 5 times a week. But, bruh, I still eat like I want to, drink on the weekends, other vices. And I think I can do that as long as I'm working out.
Yeah. Hey.
Father time catching up.
Yeah. Hey, and that is where... And then where you be calling me in 2 or 3 years, like, hey man, by the time I called me. Yeah. My shirt tied around my waistline, my belly button taken out.
So you really got to be, if you want to see changes with the body, like you really have to, everything has to be in moderation.
Exactly. And, I think all the time too, man. When you think about creating a routine, right, or creating a lifestyle, it kind of carries over, to your family. That one thing I preach about. I take on family or fathers or mothers because we're not trying to, everybody's talking about generational wealth. Oh, that'd be rich. That don't mean shit. If you out of shape, you're going to die. So I do preach about the generational health piece, right? That builds wealth. I mean, it's health because the wealth don't mean shit. If you're going to enjoy it, if you're going to die at 50 years old, what's the point of being wealthy?
Right.
Don't mean nothing. Your family's going to be rich. But they, that's cool. That's great and grand and all grand. But at the end of the day, if you're over there with your family, they're gonna be sad. You like you left a legacy behind, but you're dead. You know what I'm saying? If you pass along, it's like you're dead early. You know what I'm saying? You see your grandkids grow up. No, you ain't see your grandkids. So one thing I try to preach though, man, really that generational health piece, man, because that goes further than just you. It goes further than your kids. Go to your grandkids, and then you see that family tree, that branch out to get bigger. Everybody in their health space. Because we're so used to eating damn soul food, neck bone, cornbread, collard greens, and fried chicken, catfish. I'm like, bruh, you eat that shit every day?
At 7 o'clock at night and laying down.
Oh, you sleep, you're done. Wake up next morning, you got a you got some fried eggs and bacon and biscuit. You start all over again. So it's like it's a never ending cycle, bruh. So
does your I've always wondered, does your height have anything to do with how much weight you can put on your frame? Because I'm standing at a staggering 5'7",
you sure you're 5'7", bro? You sure you're 5'7"?
At least with my shoes on, bro. Hey, that's what they told me when they measured me. Who are they right. Who are they to lie, man?
Yeah, all right, gotcha.
Yeah, but I weigh 182. I'm pretty solid. Still could do better in the midsection, but you've seen cats. What's the boy name used to play for the Jaguars? Drew Jones or whatever.
Murray Jones Drew, 212 pounds of 5'5". You a 5'5", 5'6", bro. I met him in Miami one weekend, bro. That joker there was massive. When I say I ain't never saw a dude with legs that big in my life, I was like, bro, your leg, you gotta have rub rash. You got to. you got to have an oil, baby powder, fuck to keep yourself rubbing. Right. I said it. I was drunk. He was like, man, take your ass on somewhere. But to your point, that joke of there, boy, yeah. But to your point, I think height does play a part to your weight because the taller you are, the more you can hold, right? I'm 6'2". So my 235 going to look way different from you being 5'7", 235, right? It's going to look much different. You're going to look. One thing about shorter people, though, when they hold weight, to me, it looks better. Because them cats just be so thick. Y'all be so thick with it, right? No homo. y'all be so thick. I'm like, man, like, you know, y'all be a little about 7'235". I'm like, I don't look nowhere near as big as Joker next to me. He 5'8", 220. So, but height does play a part. And also, it's different body types. You got mesomorph, endomorph. Something else. If three body types, you can take on ectomorph. So you got the tall, skinny cats or the really thin people. You get the people who can hold weight differently. So that plays a part. Your DNA sometimes plays a part more so than you think. You can't fight bad genetics. That's why sometimes you see people with muffin tops and they can't do anything about it because their genetic makeup just don't allow them to really do anything different besides being a SpongeBob type of body. No offense to nobody out there. I'm sorry. But sometimes, SpongeBob is a real person, you know, he plays a real character, and you know, nothing you can do about it besides really try to be healthy at that point.
Wow, I did not know that. Are you saying body shape is genetic?
Body shape is genetic. Mm-hmm. Now, if you catch it early on, you can change it, right? But the older we get, our bodies turn to get to that immunity of change. Some people can fight genetics, and I've seen it happen before, it's very rare. I've seen people fight the SpongeBob syndrome and come out on top. I was like, man, I'd be like, wow. I've seen girls do it all the time. And I'd be like, wow, how you get curvy like that? You know, I'd be amazed by it. But they put in it's hella fire work. I'll put it that way. It's doable for the most part, but you got to put in a whole lot of freaking work. And that shit ain't easy. I'll be honest, bro. Like, you talk about 7 days a week, diet got to be clean. You got to do a whole bunch of squats and shit and torso twist and crunches and it's a lot of work, but you know, a lot of people don't want to do the work no more, bro. That's why BBL is so big now. BBLs are big in the world, right? Bro, I saw a whole video of American Airlines. I don't know if you saw it or not.
full of passengers just, yeah, man.
Yeah, the shit is real, man. Social media, bro, ruin naturalism, bro, and I hate it. You know, even for dudes are here getting six packs installed now, bro. I don't know if you saw that yet or not. Terrible. I think dudes go ahead and get six packs installed in their body. Like, so we doing that, we're just gonna be fake out here, huh? Like social media, brother, took natural man to another level, man. And I say that to say this: even you go get these surgeries, right? Let's say you go get a surgery. I'm not totally against it, right? If you got a bad body, you work your ass off to try to change it. It don't change. I think you deserve the right to go have a surgery. You wait a year or two, you work your ass off, and it's just not changing. Once again, DNA sometimes plays a part, or your genetic makeup. If you go do all of that and you can't get a change, you go have surgery. I'm with it. Yeah, what it is. But people, the problem is people who don't work in advance to change behaviors. You eating bad, you don't anything, you'll get a surgery. In 2-3 years, you know what's gonna happen? You'll be right back to that surgeon. Go get another one.
The dude's pecs gonna be drooping, but he's gonna have a six pack.
No, no, he ain't. That six pack gonna get overlaid with fat again, right?
Wow.
Right. So yeah, so if you don't change your behaviors in advance, once again, it's all about trying to change behavior. So when you go to have these type of surgeries or whatnot, you can continue on that path. You won't have to go back to see a surgeon again. Most of these people, bro, I know people 23, 25 years old, literally, this girl, 25 years old, she ever had two surgeries at 25, two butt surgeries. Like, you still eating bad, huh? You still out drinking potty. Like, every time you get a surgery done, your risk is high dying. We don't see people die from this now. It's getting to the point to where social media and people just don't know, they don't have any individuality to themselves anymore, any personality. They're being led by people with filters and apps that change their figure. I mean, come on now, let's be real. We don't see filters and apps. I'm like, I know you. That ain't how you look on Instagram. <All right.
laughs> And they dedicated to it too, boy.
That's work. Yeah, that's work, bro. So
you can use that energy to actually put toward change behavior as opposed to yeah, whatever. Sure. Don't get me started. And then when the thighs don't match, they be
looking like, bro. Looking like a damn Oompa Loompa. Like, you gonna go really work in a chocolate factory. What you doing out here, right? You're like, come on, bro.
You made yourself worse.
And no, they didn't want to show it up. Like, look at me. You're like, no, I'm laughing at you, bro. I'm not looking at you. I'm laughing. I'm embarrassed for you. You know, kind of like your boy said, Pimp Fee said it. Take that monkey shit off. You embarrassing me.
They can't take that out, though.
Nah, it ain't over.
Is it while we still on that topic before I get into is that the same thing as what they talking about? Take fat out the stomach and put it in the butt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's from the same thing. Yep, it's two different variations. Yep.
Is the bodybuilding community a close-knit family? Is it like the NBA?
Yeah, it is for the most part. When you talk the pro level, yeah, I'm not a pro. I'm next year I'm gonna go for my pro card, but it'd be my last year. It's very taxing on the body. It really ain't healthy to do bodybuilding because you're dropping weight, gaining weight, and that's not healthy for the body. But for the most part, the pro community, when you go to the Arnold Classics and you go to Mr. Olympia, they all friends, bro. They all got good relationships. You got some enemies, right? Because they're competitive. It's kind of like going and playing football. You know, when we play against Chris Springs, we didn't, no, bro. No, y'all are enemy. We don't like y'all. You know, we play schools like Bailey. You're not an enemy. You know, we just school we playing against, right? You know, sometimes we do build that friendship with some of those players, but some you just like, no, I just hate you. Like, and not against you, you're just an enemy, right? But now they're pretty close knit, man. They pretty much hang tight with each other.
What's the difference in going pro and bodybuilding? Is it just
applying? It's different levels, basically, right? So, once you start, you're an amateur, right? You go to the national qualifier. Then you get qualified to go to a national show. When you go to a national show, you get they give out pro cards. Then you turn to an IFBB pro. That's the USA version of pro. Mm-hmm. At that point, you really start getting sponsors and endorsements and apparel. And then you can do shows for free. On the qualifying level, you got to pay to do shows. So me, I'm still paying to do shows. As I got my pro card, I can go do shows for free. Right? They are paid for you to go do the show, but you got to pay your own accommodations like hotel and flights. Mm-hmm. But that point, though, then when you really get to the money a little bit, right? Now, let me be real with you. The money ain't worth it because after you pay for all your flights and stuff and everything you need and food and all that stuff, you really get back to square one and you broke even. Mm-hmm. So most bodybuilders, you know, they're going to be like, I work at a gym. I personally train. Like, bro, I'm like, that's all you do? Like, yeah. I'm like, so for them, once again, when you on that level, that's your career. All you think about, you breathe, eat, you know, sleep, bodybuilding. And I tell you now, I'm not the cat to be out talking about bodybuilding when I'm out and about. I ain't talking about none of that shit. I ain't talking about what I ate. I'm talking about stocks, buns, how to get more money, you know, then investment. I'm like, hey, man, that's all cool. You look good, but, you know, what about this money? Get to this money, right?
Hey, yeah. All about the moolah, baby.
I swear.
Key to the City podcast. We got my kinfolk, Emmanuel Gibson, in here. Three more questions for your boss. What's your ultimate goal with this thing? I know you got the business side aspect of it, but as far as just the bodybuilding, you said you wasn't really trying to go pro, but
yeah, I will. So the ultimate goal, man,
about these competitions, though.
Yeah, that's a personal goal, bro. It ain't nothing to do with nobody or nothing, bro. Like, I just want to be a pro. I don't know why. I think I done all this work. I've done a lot of shows. I done won first place 10, 12 times, but I never ever got that pro card, right? I've been on pro stage and I got my ass whooped both times. I finished top 10, but I'm telling them guys, they're different, bro. But my ultimate goal is to get a pro card and really use that as a marketing ploy, right? It's really a ploy that's on, hey, he's a pro bodybuilder too, and he do nutrition, and he know what he's doing. So that adds more value to your program, right? But to go back to the, you know, to the business side of things, to me, it's not about the business, right? I want to change people's life, man. It's a passion of mine. I tell people all the time, you're not paying me to help you lose weight. You're paying me to change your life and make you live longer. You know, when people go out to the, you know, you go out, get your hair done, you do all these things, you go to the movies, you go drinking, partying, then come in and say, I ain't got no money. No, you got money. You didn't want to put it in a different place. You know, you're not worried about your longevity of life. You want to live your life to the, you know, to the fullest. You can see me in about 6 months and start to tell you, you know, you're on the verge of diabetes, you're on the verge of having high blood pressure. You can see me then when you get dramatic, but not in advance. It's my goal is always try to keep people in advance, man, get them back on track and help them really really live their life and fulfill their dreams, man, at the end of the day.
Love it, bro. And yeah. we need brothers like you, man. Definitely have to. How does your you do meal prepping, right?
For myself or for people?
I know you do it for yourself.
Yeah.
For people.
No, I do not. No. So it's funny. I'm gonna do a shameless plug. I do want to get with Lorenzo Wesley, Chef Sonny.
Shout out to Chef Sonny. Ken Fogg.
Yeah, Chef Sonny. So shout out to Chef Sonny over there in down New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I do want to get with him and try to come up with some kind of plan at some point to say, hey, how can we get together and start doing meal prep, you know, whether it be frozen shipped or whatnot. Cause I think, you know, we have a unique skill set in what I do from a food perspective. He has a very unique skill set in preparing food, right? That dude there, he's a beast. Gooder than a mug. but we have a unique skill set that we can put together. And, it's funny because even in my Facebook group that I run, he's my certified chef. That's the guy that we go to for recipes. Okay. We do like low carb meals, high protein meals. That's our guy to kind of post, you know, the recipes that we can get to and get healthier. So,
love that, man. Hope y'all do link up, bro.
Yeah, appreciate it.
That'll be awesome, bro.
Question for you, real quick. Question for you, though. I got a question for you.
Ask away.
Yeah, I got to ask you now. I got to ask you a question about you and your business. What's the ultimate goal of Key to the City, man? Tell me what the ultimate goal is here, man. What you got planned for us?
The ultimate goal for Key to the City is to be a multi-platform entity. So the podcast would just be one aspect of it, but we also want to be a central location for other creators to distribute their content or to have a place to house their content. So where we would partner with them to produce their shows, provide advertising services, things of that nature. That's ultimately what I want to do and build like a subscription-based platform. Get the hell away from IG and Facebook and create like a self-sufficient app, strictly Key to the City. So ultimately, Key to the City Studios. I didn't necessarily want to be the face for the podcast, but when you can't find people to do it or represent how you want it, you'll do it your damn self.
Yeah, exactly. You want something done, do yourself.
Huh?
You want something done, do yourself.
That's right. That'll be like you hiring somebody to meal prep for you, but you already do what you do.
Yeah,
you know what your body needs.
I know what I want.
Exactly.
There I know what go. I want.
How can my kin folks keep up with you? Reach out to you. You booked up now though, right?
Yeah, I'm booked up. I usually have openings once every 2 months. I keep my clients at least 3 months. And so once I drop a client, I go to my wait list and see who's available, who still want my services. But it's three ways to reach me. First of all, the Emmanuel Gibson on Facebook. That's the first way, Emmanuel Gibson on Facebook. Two is, of course, it is at on IG at superpower_nutrition. Once again, at superpower_nutrition on Instagram. And also, you can reach me at on IG personal page at Manny MANNIE _fit and then _travels. Those are three ways to reach me. Usually, and of course, I have a website. One more plug there. Sure. www.mastermysuperpower.com. That's my main website. All the information is there, the pricing, what I offer. I plan on doing updates with some actual testimonials pretty soon here. I haven't done that yet. But once again, that's www.mastermysuperpower.com.
Already. Y'all see it scrolling down there? Y'all check it out. Last question. What you go with on your cheat days?
Bruh.
And your cheat nights out.
Bruh. That's a good question. Any damn thing I want. Pizza, wings, burger, fries, Oreos.
Yeah.
Ice cream. But I only do it twice a week. This past weekend, for example, Friday, we ate pretty healthy. Saturday, bruh, I ate pizza and wings. Saturday I ate actually pasta from Bar Louis. And then on
they got a Bar Louis where?
In Nashville, Murfreesboro, in Nashville. I'm in Nashville. Oh,
it's one out here too.
Okay. And then Sunday, bro, I kind of just went, I kind of went crazy. I had like two burgers and some fries. And, I eat good, bro. No, I call it a refeed. Weekend for me, a refeed. I do so much on weekdays. I stay pretty healthy. Refeed on weekends. And then right now I'm bulking. So, hey, don't judge me. Don't judge me. Hire me. You want to do it? Hire me. You want to do it?
Was it two whole burgers or like two McDonald's burgers?
No, bro. Two whole burgers. 8 ounces a piece, bro, from home.
Big ass nigga, man. You like that. My bro, wife always get on me. You eat like a little bird.
I mean, dude, let's be real though, bro. You know, small cat, bro. I'm 5'7", 185, really. You know, small cat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember I met you, bro. You were Nelly. I call you Nelly. I just call you Nelly all the time. Thinking a little Nelly ass motherfucker. A little pretty. Yeah. I hated you. I was a little pretty dude. Made me sick. You know, I like a little pretty ass. Made me sick. You show up, man. You about 5'6", about 130. Then I think when I first met you. So you a little bitty cat.
Yeah. Man, when I first came out there, Sonny said he thought I was going to be a big cat because he said he was like, Coach said we get a transfer from McGee, boy.
Oh, yeah.
And when I got there, man, they wouldn't even give me the same size shoes. I had a 10 and a half gold series right here and a 11. And I wore a 9.5. Then I think they gave me a face mask with the bar down of it. I was like, oh, God.
You're old lineman.
I had to earn my wings, brother.
Hey, bro. Hey, I think all the time, man. People don't understand our stories, bro. We here for real. Have a real fat about our lives growing up, bro. People wouldn't believe it, man. Like they were like, y'all blessed. I'm like, bro, believe me, blessed come. It came with consequences. It came with a lot of heartache, pain, crying. You know, what I'm saying, scratching and clawing, bro. You know, to this day, I think all the time, like, man, I like that dude there has done a lot of things in his life, man. I appreciate, you know, once again, I watch your growth, man. I'd be like, this over here. You know, at one point, I was like, I don't know what he's doing, but he need to get together. And then you went through a time period there. Yeah. And I was like, oh, man, he got together, bro. I'm like, oh, shoot, this girl got a whole brand. I mean, they were like 2014, 15, roughly. Mm-hmm. Your brand came about, right? And I was like, oh, that's what I'm talking about. And when I see my people come from the bottom, bro, and reach where we at now, man, it's really a blessing to see us where we at. And really, you know, to see us thrive, hopefully it motivates somebody, inspire somebody to kind of do the same thing for themselves and really get on feet. So
I love it. You gotta want to do it though.
Yep, exactly.
I wish you bad one. And all I can tell you is just keep going.
Keep grinding.
We're gonna end it on that note. That was love right there. So yes, sir. This has been another great episode, man. I appreciate everybody that tuned in, supported. Y'all make sure y'all share it. Go follow, like, this King's page, support him and everything he's doing. If you need the services, reach out to him. But definitely take your health serious. Like he said, we're going to create generational health. I'm going to call it. That's going to be the title of this episode. Appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate you, man.
He is Emmanuel Gibson. I am your kinfolk, Keone G. This is another episode of Key to the City podcast. Peace, love, blessings. We out.
See you guys.